Run that past Bob, so I'd love to get a hold of him.
Okay, and before we go any further, I'd like to welcome, we have a new legislator on this committee this year, Legislator Lynn Archer. Thank you so much for joining. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I have a lot to learn.
And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to help you any way I can, and so will the rest of the members of the committee. What we're going to do tonight is we have this plan that came out, Building a Better Ulster County Infrastructure Investment Program for 2015. It's a plan that includes 9 resolutions to do bridge work, road work, ceiling work, guardrail work, a lot of infrastructure work throughout the county. And what I'd like to do is go through each one and have our county engineer, Ed Klein, answer any questions that you might have on them, and then at the end, after we go through all the 9 resolutions, we ask for an amendment to block them all into one and vote for them on a package, because it all comes out of the same pool of money, and instead of going through each one, it takes forever. Tammy, the finance lady from the Highway and Bridges, is here to explain about the cost.
First, I just want to talk a little bit about the spreadsheet that you have. You look to the left, it says resolution, and so you'll have the date which corresponds with each capital we're proposing. Let's see what else. You have your bridge number and your names and your project locations, project details, which would include 10 miles, and then another important point is
in-house
and out-house thing. I know it was a big piece.
Right.
Just to separate which one. Well, basically, in 2015, the county set aside, it was a reserve of $3.5 million, so you set that aside to address the aging infrastructure in Ulster County. And so it's kind of used as leverage for the bonding, and then bonding that is going to be done to reduce the capital.
All right. Ed, do you have a spreadsheet in front of you?
No.
So what we'll do is, so we have resolutions, there's 9 of them all together. The first resolution that goes with this is resolution number 46. Establishing capital project numbers 417, 418, 420, and 422, building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program, various core 10 steel bridges, amending the 2015-2020 capital program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. You want to explain, Ed, now that
maybe? What these involve, 410 bridges are actually 3, they're weathering steel. It was supposed to get to a certain point of rust and then not rust any further. What we found over the years is the closer they are down to the streams, the rusting doesn't stop, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. So we've got some of these bridges that may only be 20 or 22 years old that have 50% loss, and we've got to put weight limits on them. So what we're going to do is hit the first 4 of the worst ones, and they're in pretty critical areas. And the first one is Sawtail Bridge, is one of the major routes into Hits and Saugerties. We want to make sure we get that up to speed. Buttermilk Falls, that's on Peekamoose Road, which is, if it had to be closed, it's a long detour. You're looking at 50, 60 miles. Similar with the Little Maven Hollow and Traver Bridge, that leads into the Peg Leg Base Resort. We're trying to hit the ones
right.
And the way we're going to do it is the new method. We're using galvanized steel beams and a precast concrete deck. We're going to do them one run at a time so that we don't disrupt traffic too much. And the first one we hit Salt Hill, that we're going to hit. Hopefully we can get in before the hit season even starts. Because if we're not, these buttons are okay, we can do all the work out of the stream, we can do it before May 1st.
Anybody have any questions
here?
Yeah.
Just on the core 10, I'm just interested because I always knew it to be the crushing stuff, and is there any liability? Do we get anything as a result of that?
I think partially because they've been in so long, and partially, they don't really warranty steel beams.
So, but it's pitched as it won't rust any further,
right? A thin layer of rust, and that's preserved it, so you don't have to go in and paint it.
You don't have no maintenance required.
Right, that was the whole idea behind it.
Yeah.
But when you're down close to the streams, and I think
too
it's
too much moisture.
The moisture, and as it's going over rust, you're getting the mist coming up, so it stays damp, and it just never gets that skin coat of rust.
Mm.
And the ones you'll see, like the main bridge going over to Port Huon, that's weathering steel, but it's fine because it's so far up above the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of airflow around it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of ballistic coating that can be placed on that would help deter the, deter the rust? Preventing the moisture from getting to the steel?
I haven't looked into it too much, and the ones that we're doing now, it's to the point where, they've got the wave limits on them.
Even in the future.
Right? Yeah.
If the problem is the moisture
stops using,
is there any type of coating that can be put off, placed over the top of the steel to prevent it from...
much out of here, we'll take a look into it. We stopped using it in 2004. Mm. So...
I thought that DOT was using powder coated now on the galvanized, but there's still a problem because the plow hits it and then the coating comes off, and so I don't know if there's...
But it would be easier to even replace it if you spray it on. It's like a painting job.
Mm.
Every year you can maintain it and you don't have to replace the bridge as often as time goes on. It's like, you paint your house. I know people that paint one side of their house every year, so that every 5 years,
the house looks good.
Right. That's it. You know what? That's how they maintain their house.
A lot of work.
Mr. Robbins, do you have a question?
Yes, I did. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Now, you're replacing the decking on these roads, too, and the stringers.
It's going to be the stringers, the cross-framing, the new guide posts, and... The deck, and the deck is all precast concrete.
It doesn't seem like, it seems like for $100,000 we're doing a lot of work. It's just my opinion. I was thinking a price tag of a couple million for each one.
Because they're smaller, it's all in-house labor, and...
But the labor's not factored into that.
Does the salt cause this to rust out from the winter and plowing and stuff?
I haven't seen that much issue from the salt because, everything, we don't put turbine on our decks anymore, so everything drains off the edges freely and you're not getting it down onto the beams.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions on Resolution 46? Hearing none, we move on to Resolution 48. Asphalt overlay, various roads have been in the 2015-2020 capital program, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is overlay projects for 31.8 miles total of road.
What I wanted to bring up with these overlay projects is a lot of these overlay projects are binder roads as we speak.
Right.
As most of you know, the CHIPS funding is a 10-year cycle. We try to do as many miles of road a year we can with the amount of CHIPS money we can. And we need to do like 43 miles a year. So a lot of times if we're going to put a binder on a road, we don't have the extra money to spend to get the overlay onto it. So some of these roads out here are existing binder roads that we could catch up as far as CHIPS, money that we would normally try to spend on CHIPS at the end of the year. We always try to do a couple of miles. And this would help us catch up to that 10-year plan. If you notice, there's a couple of roads, and each is broken up in two different segments. Those highlighted in green are optional roads. Depending on what kind of price we get on this project, it's going to depend on how much road we have to do. So if the price comes in higher than we anticipated, the roads in green will be the ones that go.
Does anybody have any questions for Joe? resolution number 13.
I have a question about bridges, but not these bridges projects. Where does the High Falls Bridge sit in that state? It is state.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say.
Okay. Resolution number 50, contemplation cycling overchip and overlay shoulders, Lucas Avenue, amending the 2015-2020 capital program. Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I have to go back to the bridges real quick.
Okay.
And you may not have an answer for this, but the way they're going to put this rail trail, it goes underneath two bridges, the Elmendorf Street Bridge and the Albany Avenue overpass, the two overpasses. Now, is that the city's responsibility, or is that the county's responsibility for those?
Technically, I believe it's the county. The Albany Avenue one, that was done, the state did that, actually. And I think they did it in conjunction when they did the Cameron Drive.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Not that long. That's been in the last 5 or 7 years, I believe. Not when they built Cameron Drive, they just redid that deck within the last 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. What about the one on Elmendorf?
That, I don't believe it's been done in a long time. Now, one thing that would change is that the rail trail, it kind of makes it a little easier. You could probably get rid of the hump. But the only reason it's got the hump, it's got to have the clearance for the train.
For the train.
If you didn't have the train, you don't, because I think they have to have 20-foot clearance.
All right, well,
so if you didn't have a train there, you could probably flatten that. You'd still have to have a bridge, but it would be flattened. It's, with that sort of train.
Has that ever been done?
If it hasn't, before I got here.
Okay.
And I've been here 33 years.
All right. Well, we might want to...
And probably, yeah,
I might want to look at that. Because I don't know. Nobody's looking at it. And I would imagine that could create a liability for the county.
Just for my own edification, these are the capital projects that were earmarked for this year. How do you go about selecting what bridges to do and how? I mean, it's because what do we have, 150 some odd bridges? I got to believe that they're all at various stages of need.
We tried to get the worst ones. These are all ones that have been just in the past year or so. We've had to put a weight limit on.
Okay.
We've got almost 50% loss in the beam.
Okay.
We also try to get it in areas where
high traffic,
it's really critical.
Yeah. High traffic, business, home.
And also the ones, the Sawfield Bridge, the state uses that as detour to keep some of the trucks out of the village authorities.
Okay.
So they've even got...
So you have a process where you go and assess the conditions and then prioritize. Okay. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Ed, could you get back to us on that?
Yeah, I just want to know who's responsible for it, because the bottom line is, if it hasn't, I don't ever recall seeing anybody do any work on that bridge. In my entire life, and I mean, I grew up with it.
Yeah,
I
know.
Elmendorf, yeah.
Other than maybe putting some boards on the railing or something.
Yeah. So I don't even know if that's structurally sound right now. I mean, I know cars go over the top of it, but if nobody's looked at that and 30, 40 years, I think somebody might want to take a look at it. And if it's the city's responsibility, at least notify them that it's...
I kind of have a feeling we got it when we bought the railroad.
Okay, well, then if it's the county's, then obviously the county, but I'm just saying, I, when you were talking about bridges, I'm thinking to myself, we don't have any county bridges in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Albany Avenue, I know, got redone, and the state did that.
Okay.
And could you get Nettie with that information when you get it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. All right, let's get back to 50. Contemplation recycling, membership, and asphalt overlay shoulder, Lucas Avenue, amending the 2015-2020 capital program as far as
unfortunately. Joe, that you?
Yep, that's true. Okay, Lucas Ave, basically we worked with planning on this also as far as shoulder work on Lucas Ave. We came up with the plan of going from the city line to Maple Avenue, which is about 1.4 miles. That would include milling 12 inches of material, shoulder material out, and then putting in a sub-base as well as a base blacktop as well as an overlay across the whole existing road for that 1.4 miles.
Right.
That would give us a 3-foot shoulder on either side from the city limits out to that Maple Ave. From Maple Ave out to 209, decided to go with a hot-in-place recycle where they burn the existing blacktop.
Right.
That process has been done to Lucas Avenue before, seemed to work real well, with a Nova Chip overlay on top of that. It's, like I said, it seemed to work real well on Lucas Avenue prior times, being done different sections and stuff. So thought it was a good idea to keep that same process. If it's working, why not keep it there? So that would go all the way from Maple Ave to 209, which is about like 12 and a half miles.
If you could just explain to me the design recycle, it's already done. It's already been done to the road, but now that stretch from Maples to 209, there's a lot of places with no shelter at all. So will that application be okay, or are you going to have problems with the, you know, the edges?
The shoulder work is going to be in the 1.4 mile section from the city limit out to Maple Avenue. The overlay, the burn in it, and the overlay is going to be of existing road. So what the pavement that's there will be...
Okay, burned. So there's not shoulder work being done on Lucas Avenue.
Yes, there is.
Well, not in the town of Rochester, right?
No, it was stopped at Maple Avenue.
Okay, that's not what I was told. So I'm questioning this. Unless it's being done as another... This is all the work you're doing this year, correct?
In 2015.
Yeah. Okay, that's not my understanding. My understanding was... shoulder work was going to be down all the way down the road to 209. That's what I was told by Hine.
I'm
confused because it is extremely dangerous road. We've had fatalities on that road, multiple accidents, we have cyclist accidents on that road because there's no shoulder at all. There's barely 6 inches on the outer side of the white line, and the whole point around this, which I thought was part of what had gotten announced as far as the state of the county, was that we were going to see shoulders on Lucas where there are no shoulders today. Now, if it's only from the city limit to Maple Avenue, that's a whole different story, and that's very misleading.
Yeah, like I said, it's stated right in the capital plan that it is 1.4 miles and a 3-foot shoulder upon either side. That's a very expensive process to do.
I totally understand, which is why I was so surprised that he said he was doing it this year. And so now that I'm looking at this, it's not here. So I guess I'm questioning, and I'll go back to him, but I would also ask that you do as well, because my understanding was we were going to finally see, this is the Shawangunk view, it's a view shed, we have cyclists, we have walkers that are walking along, you know, kind of ditches, and I'm a little
confused.
This is Lucas, and I said, from Kaiser Rise to 209, and so I'm kind of surprised to hear that all it is a resurfacing of the road and it's not shoulders. Because I can't say how many people, even from the community, called saying this was good news. So there were others that were misled by how it was presented.
The shoulder work is actually about $450,000 to do 1.4 miles.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that particular section of road is going to be the cheapest section of road that we could do. And the reason being is there's no obstruction. When I say obstruction, drainage ditches, driveway pipes, telephone poles. The only thing we have to move is a ramp.
Oh, so this is the sit from the city to Maple that you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, this 1.4 miles, $450,000, is our cheapest
situation. Okay, because there's no ditch work involved, there's no drainage involved,
mm-hmm.
there's no utilities involved. So we could go in there and take that 3 foot section out 12 inches deep and then replace it and build that shoulder, that 3 foot shoulder on each side. So
and
for us to do
13.9
miles, like
mm-hmm.
that's what it's for. That would be
Well, I'm just disappointed because I totally appreciate it. I was just telling you what I was told. So now that I'm seeing it, it's very disappointing. It's disappointing for what we thought was going to happen there. And so, you know, I'm going to clearly follow up because that's not what I was told. So,
do you want to see him on that?
I will talk to him about it, yeah. No, and I'll let you know, but this was totally different than what was communicated to me, specifically.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And Bob.
And Bob.
Yeah.
And I really wish Bob could have been here.
Yeah, I can't even say. I mean, we've had people killed on that road because of them. So.
4 foot, you've done some planning and it was prioritized, based on accident versus. Because of that history, so. And of course, compromised by budget. But.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if accident rates for the piece from the city limits to Maple. Or no, it was just the accident rate.
I think we need to get
clarification on that because that it's very misleading. Pardon me?
I said
it's based on
pedestrian traffic also.
Any other questions on this particular one?
Yes, please. The 13.9 miles,
mm-hmm.
is that all it is from Kingston to Rochester?
Mm-hmm.
Lucas Avenue extension
is 13.9 miles long.
Wow.
From 209 to the city.
I just envisioned it.
Yeah. So it would be 1.4 miles of it with, from Maple Avenue again, would have a 3 foot shoulder on each side.
Yeah.
And overlay the whole thing. And then from there, it would be done, recycled after the place to Novaship. Which Novaship, I don't know if anybody knows what Novaship is, but Novaship is a thin layer of blackout, very adhesive. It's a very strong very great part of the application. And it's a pavement that's 7/8 of an inch thick. We used it on Lake Mills Road, we've used it on Frank's about Byron Lane, which is the very thorough Mountain Rest Road in the Falls from years ago, 299 in the Falls.
Any other questions on this particular 15?
The hot in place is where you They come in with three series of three burns.
The first truck goes through, burns, starts to heat up the road. Second truck heats it a little more. Third truck finishes heating up the product. And there's an auger and spare fire that goes down like 8.5 and then it lays back out. So when it's highway recycle goes through, it almost looks like it's been repaved. And what it is just the old pavement that had regenerated and had asphalt added to it, and then laid back out.
Okay.
And then you get that nose to back out.
Mm-hmm. And just going through the whole
thing,
and then we'll go back to that and see what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, 52.
That's joking.
Yep, what's
something.
Well, the county district road shoulder asphalt overlay various roads amending the 2015-2020 capital program highways and bridges.
Joe, 52 shoulders?
Yep. 52 shoulders is another thing that we look at with planning to try pedestrian traffic and stuff again. These locations, one is by the fairgrounds in New Paltz. There's 14 utility poles there being moved to make the whole thing. And when I say the whole thing, we're planning to go from the north entrance of the pool to the south entrance of the gate to the fairgrounds.
Okay.
I don't see the whole thing being done this year because of the utility issues, but we could definitely get the piece from the north entrance of the pool to the picket booth at least one side. And then we can, as they get the utilities out of the way, And these are in-house projects. That's why the costs are a lot different. They're small, you know, basically small projects where we could go box them out with a grill, put stuff base back in, put the base coat down. Yeah. So, you know, it's a time-consuming process, but we do have the resources to do small spots.
Right.
When you do 1.4 miles, like Lucas Avenue, that's not impossible. So North Putt would get us in off of 299 down to Henry W. Du Bois. And I believe that the rail trail eventually is going to go through there and go down Henry W. Du Bois.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before already. Bridge Street in town of San Aiken is in front of the Antiquer 2 round.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pedestrian traffic there also. Pancake Hollow Road and Highline. Down Lloyd is right by the Highland High School. We would be doing from the parking lot north of the high school to the south entrance of the high school, all sides of the road, 3 foot shoulder. And then Hurley Avenue would go from the existing sidewalk by the church, just above Stewart's, down and make the connection to the bridge sidewalk. Like I said, that would be all in-house projects, boxed out with 10, 12 inches of material, and then replace it with a sub-base, base coat of black top, and then the top coat.
So the cost estimates there are materials over.
Right, that's materials over. Right. No, you know, no labor or anything like that. That's all in house, so.
Anybody have any questions on 52? Okay, 54 is in there. This is in my backyard, Marion, 3 yards bridge. For me personally, this is a no-brainer. That bridge is in shambles. You go down the thruway and you look towards it, you can see it buckling right underneath. Mm-hmm. It was a bridge that was put there temporary for Woodstock 94. That was supposed to be taken out of a permanent bridge. That never took place, so...
He's a character.
But questionable safety.
Because they had to go in so quick.
Yeah.
You had to get special sections so you get the crown in it, and they didn't have time to do that. So it's safe for the loan and everything. It's just partially because of the approaches. When you hit onto it, you bounce on a little bit, so it's banging the deck loose. Because the deck is just held down by bolts on the corners, and some of those, and nuts will break. And it got hit a little worse this past year because we had to do the bridge on Glasgow Turnpike.
Right.
Hmm.
So all that, and he had to cut down, and that was going on over TBI.
All right, so if nobody,
anybody
have questions on that one? It's pretty much it. The Walkhill Bridge, town of Xiangchengwang, ruined turnpike.
That one's come up because we've done patchwork on the rail that's on the bridge. I mean, combined for both sides, you've got about 800 linear feet of rail on that bridge. We had an incident over this a couple of months ago where a girl hit the piece of rail. Luckily, it was a piece we had repaired, or she would have been down in to walk it. But, you know, it's time. The last time work was done on it and railing was done, I believe it was in the 81, the year before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew we had to do something with the rail. We figured this was the ideal fit for it. We're going to work up the specifications and put it out to bid. We haven't finalized yet what type of rail we want to put on it, whether it's going to be a decorative metal rail or a concrete. And in conjunction, right now, if you know that, I don't know if you know this area or not, the water line is on the inside of the rail on the sidewalk. In conjunction, we're going to move the water line to the outside so you've got the full width of the sidewalk.
So are you widening the bridge?
No.
This is, well, effectively widen the sidewalk.
You may be able to gain a couple of inches here or there.
But it's not, it's going to be the same width and regardless of...
Yeah, because the type of structure, we don't want to get into that. It's 100 years old, 3 arches.
Yeah.
Okay, number 58, Ed, you want to explain geostabilization or no?
Okay,
explain what that is. It's going to be on road. Yeah, the road 153 Mountain Road is 3 separate sites, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody's familiar with Mountain Road in Eddyville. Everybody knows where Buck's Junkyard is.
Yeah.
So the road goes up behind Buck's Junkyard, goes out past Luke's Pit.
And where's the road?
As you know, that road has been falling in a swamp for years. If you are coming towards Buck's from 32, you always hit that. It's been repaired time and time again, different ways. I found this geostabilization, which is a company that comes in and actually pins the bank, the salt barrier, to the mountain. They're 20, 30 foot drilled in nails that get sprayed concrete behind them. So when they drill them in, they're hollow. And when they come back, when they come out, they fill it with concrete. And it stabilizes it. I've got some pictures here. They're going to send around different things, for the process that they do. They can fix gabion baskets, which is, they have a sort of gabion basket there, how they pin them. They put a wire mesh on over top of the pin, and then they do the spray gun concrete over that. Two out of three insights would get the gunite over the outside. The one we're going to have, the one that has the concrete-looking picture, that's the finished product.
Okay.
So, county forces go in, we re-slope the bank for them, they come in, drill in these nails, they come and go get the site already, we got the poles and everything, then they just come in and drill 30-foot nails in, and it needs to set for 45 days. To concrete to set. And then plan is on the TIPS program to grind the road and resurface the road through it. But we have to do that early enough, the geostabilization, to get the road in there.
So when would you start that?
Well, that's the thing. That's one of the reasons, time sensitive things, and a lot of these projects are time sensitive as far as contractors go. They get real busy mid-May on. So what I was hoping to do was try to get them in there, if we decide to do this project, between April 15th and May 15th. It's probably going to take them about a week to do all three spots. So if we can do that, we get them in there, get them out of there, then once the 45 days is up, I can go in there, grind the road, and put the binder in.
So you're not going to obstruct the traffic flow?
The traffic flow, we could do it one lane at a time. It's a very short detour.
I would imagine you thought there was traffic on that road. But
correct. I mean, there's a lot of traffic certain times, If we're doing it school bus time, like in May, then, during the school bus time, we'll probably keep one lane open to entertain the school buses so we don't delay them. And then from, 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, maybe we could, we'll shut the whole thing down so we could really hammer on it. And then 2 o'clock, the school buses start again, we'll open it back up. There's regular local traffic. It's maybe 2 miles at all. Not really made detour.
They've not been on that road.
Right.
Quick locks, I think it is.
Right, yeah. One thing I will say is we have numerous slope failures. This process works out great for this, that we would be interested in doing more, but this is a perfect candidate to see what the outcome is.
Has this been done anywhere else? Like, has the state done this anywhere? I mean, I'm thinking of the Rosendale issue they have.
It's not the answer for everything.
Okay.
That project that you're talking about, I think, was a really, really major project. Mm-hmm. Not that it couldn't have been done there, but it was probably cost effective for them to do it the way they did.
Okay.
This is a very, very good process that I had gotten some references, from other places that's done the work.
Instead of redoing it every time you have,
it's really interesting the way they fill these things in there and fill them with concrete and it just pin everything together. So it's not.
So in other words, you're talking erosion.
Well, it stops the slope from the slope. Yeah, road walks over there.
Stops the slide out of the.
Mm-hmm. So on that, on one of the spots there, we have to actually pin this way first, and then pin back into the bank. So there's two different, you know what I mean? So
it's different angles.
Yes.
But we've not done this anywhere in the
we
county.
We have not done this yet. This is the first time.
But you've talked to other counties who have?
Other counties have. Yeah. These are solid numbers that piggyback off of.
Yes, we're going off of another county contract with this, so we don't have to go out to bid or nothing for it. You know, they're kind of like a the only ones that do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are able to go off of another contract.
You know, a lot of roads that wash out up around Phoenicia and Shokan. That this would be,
I don't know. This doesn't necessarily work on the washouts. It's more where you get the, in a case like this, out through there you get a lot of ledge. And the material on top is just kind of sliding on the ledge. And they're pinning it back in so it stops sliding. It's not really the thing to do for erosion. For that you need a different type of, either a wall or a riprap or something like that.
Yeah, and the reason for that is you need to get below that water flow, you know what I mean? So in order to do that, like if we're going to do a stone strong wall on a slope value along the creek, we get like two blocks below the existing water level, you know what I mean? So it doesn't erode. And you know, what we started doing is we draw steel sheeting in front of our water for that. So it's almost impossible for it to erode out again. Geostabilization, again, I said it's not the answer for everything. I did have the next one we're going to look at, the Elgin Roseland. We did get a proposal from them on this, and we decided that it would be better for us to do a wall at that location, and I'll explain that when we get to it. Yeah, so it's not the answer for everything, but I think this is a perfect candidate for it to prove itself, and there's probably a dozen other spots that we could use it.
But they're all above the water line.
Yes.
And I think if you're saying you've got an erosion deal, that pressure goes through the road. And that probably had to be done the way it was done. But I don't think you did. Yeah.
The 213.
I was talking about major 213.
Real bad.
Which the state came in.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. And it's actually failing.
This is, like I said, another one we had geostabilization to take a look at. Ted could definitely be fixed by geostabilization. Again, they would drill holes in the existing retaining wall that's fallen down. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's not familiar with this location, it's behind St. Peter's Church.
I was just wondering, where is the retaining wall?
It's behind St. Peter's Church.
By the parking lot?
It's
on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
And the wall... I would say the wall was put in when that road used to be 213, which is around 1900.
Hmm.
And there was another piece next.
There was another piece
next to it that we had done with Jadians back in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a piece from there down to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That was me, Phil.
This is me, lady. But we did, like I said, we did fix one section of it back in the 80s with Jadian baskets wrapped on it, stable here. So. It's been holding, but the failure now is there's a big hole in the wall, and it's eroding behind the wall. So sooner or later, it's going to take our road, and the wall and everything's going to wind up in the church yard.
Mm-hmm.
So the other, what we planned on doing there was stone strong, but a footer in, and I think they decided to go with stone footing instead of a concrete footing, and then we would build it out of stone strong. Everybody knows stone strong is precast concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Blocks that set into each other.
Right.
And then and that's an in-house project also. And then up on top of that, where there's an existing sidewalk, we would remove that blacktop and take the blacktop shoulder from up by the rail trail down through that area.
So it'll come down around to the church?
Yeah, it'd be a nice sidewalk for access from the trestle down into the village.
Which is heavily used now.
Absolutely.
Well, I think of it. Is the trestle, do they use Cortan on the trestle? I mean, it's up high. It's not.
No, they didn't have it back then.
No, the new trestle, the trestle that they just reconstructed, our walkway over the round town. That's what they told us, that it was something that would rust and it would seal. I mean,
but
is
that real high?
It's high enough. Got the air circulation. Yeah.
It was a different type of steel. I don't think it was as high as carbon, so it never had salt on it either. I think the railroads never had to worry about salt. They just put a file on the front, and when they got the trestle, it was all off.
And the last one, 62, two bridges. I can't pronounce it.
Algarville
Bridge and Lake Mill Bridge. Do repairs. Both bridges are getting the same exact work done to them. Contractor?
Yeah, that's our plan. They're similar type bridges. Allegorville is a 3-span, Ledge Mill is a 4-span bridge.
Right.
There's steel beams, and you've got a joint over every pier, and over time the joints have failed, so you've gotten water down onto the beams. The ends of the beams start rusting right at the bearings. You start getting holes through. And with the equipment that we have, we've done minor repairs like this before, but by the time you start renting the equipment and you tie everything up, it's easier to get the contractor in, have them go underneath, repair all the ends of the beams. At the same time, we'll have them put in new bearings and rebuild the joints on the deck.
Didn't you just resurface that?
We did a quick resurface on it because
it was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess. Yeah.
It's just a thin overlay on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, they were all happy. I heard from all of them. Because they were driving in the middle of the road. It was dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, because you have a blind curve there. So,
We definitely had to do something to the workhorse.
No, they were very happy.
And
so,
the work that's done here, worst case is during the day there may be one that'll be rolling in traffic.
I was wondering.
Good morning, okay. Set the time. Most of the work is underneath.
They'll have to have access.
Yeah, they'll probably have, I would assume they'll either set scaffolding up or they'll have one of their, an underbridge truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what we're looking at. It's a lot of work for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost some
and we've also got our own work to do, besides this.
Right. That's a good plan. I like the job we already have, and I like this for roads and stuff. This is really awesome. So what I'm going to ask for right now is a motion to
move on as a block.
As a block.
Except for 50, because I really want to follow up on that one before, if you would be willing.
I understand that.
What I'd really like to do is really ask a question regarding this before we vote.
What I wanted to ask you, what would be the reason for pulling it out?
Because it was totally different from what I was told. So I want to get clarification on it.
So what we can do in the meantime, tonight we'll pull it from the block. Legislator Archer, if she can get her clarification, get straightened out, what I'll do is I'll call a special thing tonight of our legislative session, say 6:45. This is not out of the ordinary. We'll get everybody on the same page. We'll get together at 6:45. We'll pass it then, and it'll go over to the floor that night, back in the block, or alone, however they do it, and they will vote on it. But she seems to be very concerned about being misled, especially coming from the county executive. So she has the right, I feel, that as a legislator, to have these questions answered, as I would want, if I wanted questions answered. So, we'll move the block with the exception of resolution number 50.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all opposed? Motion carried. Now I'll ask for a motion to pass the block with the exception of 50.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, well, we'll
thank you.
You're very welcome. What we'll do now is go back to our packet. We've got three other resolutions. Number 40. Adopting proposed local law. Number 15 of 2014, a local law establishing a construction apprenticeship agreement for certain bridge contracts in excess of $500,000.
I'll move it.
Motion moved by Legislator Warren.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
What does it mean by certain bridge contracts? Is there any other capital projects that have an apprentice program in place by local law?
Is there any other capital projects that have an apprentice program in place by law?
Strive. Self-defense school project has an apprentice program. And there's also a resolution from years ago that any building project in excess of $1 million, estimated cost of $1 million plus, would have a study for a project labor.
Now, when you say STRIVE has this in place, is that a local law or a resolution?
Resolution, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be against this resolution. I just think that it's good in thought, but it's limit to what it does to bridges. It's not uniform across. It could, in fact, add additional cost. I mean, a private company should be they know what's best for their particular companies, whether they can afford, or even if it's the right fit for their personnel to have an apprentice program in place. For that reason, I'm going to be against it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Motion passed.
Just a question. It just seems to me that we did something very similar. Was that only the STRIVE program? Because I didn't remember.
It was the STRIVE.
Okay.
Resolution number 64, establishing capital project number 448, reconstruction of various roads, Oakland, Department of Public Works, highways and bridges. Now, on the next page here, these are all the roads.
These are all roads that's eligible to be sealed. Seal process usually is every 3 years.
Yeah.
Out of these roads, whatever ones are doing that 3 year cycle, we would pick and take care of. And
yes, I'll move this. Okay. Any other questions on it? Okay. Motion made by myself, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but these are eligible, but you're not going to do all of
them. No. I think it's about $17,000 a mile.
Right.
So wherever $475,000
a mile. Yeah.
The roads near the top of the list are going to get done first?
I do believe I have a tentative list of steel roads.
You can provide it next month?
Sure. It's one of those things that's tentative, like I said, because we don't know what the rest of the winter is going to bring us, so we're going to change. So we,
try to come up with a...
Yeah, you can provide a list next month. Or just come up and talk to have a list when you
do. Yeah, I'm trying to do okay. I try to get a list together for Chester's end, in December, January. This week here we have something to go off of. Last year was a prime example of it doesn't always work because what we thought we were going to be able to do in December all got changed in January, February. All right. So, get to the winter.
Resolution number 66, approve the exercise of an option to renew the present lease agreement with the town of Worthing for the bus station, also signed off Department of Public Works. Motion approved by Kevin Roberts, seconded by Legislative Green. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All opposed? And see the lease agreement is attached.
I don't have it. Would you like a copy? No, I have it in the email, but that's fine.
Right. Resolution 74, approving the execution of a contract amendment in the excess of $50,000 entered into the county Excavators Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is work that just came about now for the Strive project.
Rock removal.
Okay. Alright. $97,000 plus appropriated dollars.
Can we move it for discussion? Yeah, that'd be great. I'll move it for discussion.
Okay.
Are you moved?
Yeah.
Rock removal, this was not anticipated, so it wasn't in the original budget, or it was?
Was rock anticipated, and this is all within the overall budget for the project.
Okay,
but
so this
is in the contract value for closed excavators. So there was rock anticipated, but there's more rock in town.
So this is an overage from what was originally approved. How much over?
An overage for rock.
Right.
It's within the total cost of the project.
So they anticipated this?
We anticipated change orders, but it's above and beyond the contract for CLOVE. So the amount of rock is more rock than what anticipated.
But it's within the additional estimate of doing the project.
It's within the total project contingency.
Okay.
So it's moving money from the project contingency to
there's no additional cost
to the project.
It's just moving money out of the contingency fund, using the additional money
I understand. So it's interest. So this is over and above this 97. This is the additional money being removed from contingency.
Right.
So and the contingency is how much? Do you know?
Roughly $500,000.
Okay.
The exact number, I don't know. Four something.
And this is in the back part there? I'm trying to think where the back.
The stormwater retention ponds and the roadway, the driveway leading up to the...
Oh, yeah, that's the
detail. Right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, part of the rock removal on that driveway will flatten out the slope. The driveway could be longer than it was.
Okay.
Knocking out some of the rock to make the slope more gentle.
Okay. Thank you.
Business, new business,
if you'd
like to discuss,
I'd like to say,
anything old
or
new?
I called I had the executive club about today. I noticed on Milton Turnpike that that's the county road, am I correct?
Correct.
That there's several farms there, and the snow has drifted pretty good on the road. It's probably like 4 o'clock, bubbles, and just wanted to relate it to you guys.
I got that message. He actually gave me that message probably 5 minutes after you got it.
Great, thanks.
And the snow just struck out of Kingston, was going to River Road, and he went from River Road to my place.
Appreciate it.
So we're here, sir.
Yeah, just to get back to what I brought up earlier in the meeting when I corrected the minutes. I would like to understand if there's a plan now to address retrofitting buildings on the energy on it. My sense is, and I could be completely wrong about this, that the funds get allocated into a line in the capital budget, and then if something needs to be done at that time, you could draw from that fund to address some of the recommendations.
There's a proposed capital project for $2.5 million worth of HVAC weatherization work.
But I don't understand. 90%
of some of that is based on the Siemens energy
audit. But is there a specific plan of how that, or is it just sort of as it comes up? In other words, how that money, do we know how any of it is going to be spent this year?
Have there been projects created?
Capital project, you know, we had picked away at some, you know, some items up
the past. LED lighting. 7 years for solar energy, whatever it might be. Are there particular projects that have been created or that the department is looking at right now?
There have been smaller projects that have taken place in the past. I think the CNS report goes back to 2007.
So that was the report really
2011 maybe? Some of those.
Those were recommendations that didn't even work, correct? That was the report where all the buildings were identified, and the worst building was, for example, the family courthouse. Then the next worst building, and everything was done from best to worst. From worst to best.
Report gave a
right. Well, what I'm asking now is not about that report. I'm asking, and I think that Joe was asking, what have we done to create not only energy efficiency, but have we, is there anything that's being done to look at including solar energy or alternative forms of energy?
The capital project that's proposed and it's in the recommended program.
We use a tremendous amount of electricity over in the sheriff's, law enforcement agency. Do we have any plans of possibly using solar energy on the roof to offset the cost of electricity?
No current plans for that. There is a proposed capital for lighting controls. So the automatic on-off as people are
Right. Or for insulation and stuff like that. I'm sure that you might have something like that. But and correct me if I'm wrong here, the Joe, but isn't that what you're asking?
Well,
because we had discussed this in the other in the committee.
It is what I'm trying to understand. And it feels to me like that line is a contingency line that when you get to a building, you can do the HVAC and any other recommendations. But I was hoping that we could have a plan being developed that, and you don't have to put. It would make sense to me to leave some of the money, you know, maybe half of it. You say, this year we're going to do this, this, and this. But we're going to reserve some of the money so that if something comes up, we can take it. But at least that we know that these things are getting implemented. Because the way it looks to me, and I'm new at this and I'm just trying to figure it out, is that for the past several years, since the Siemens report and, maybe even the previous analysis, that money gets allocated, but it doesn't add visual long-term plan. There's no...
A capital project has not been established for...
Well, maybe that's the issue. So the issue is, if you've taken the money and thrown it into contingency, you don't have a plan. You don't have a plan that says, here are our energy requirements per building, and what ones are you going to do when? It never gets done. It gets talked about, but it never gets done, and that's what your point is, right?
There has not been a, lot of money established to implement those recommendations. We pumped up our budget in some locations, like Department of Social Services. There's 28 or 29 rooftop units there. We end up replacing probably 3 or 4 every year due to failure. So that budget
that's about
$40,000.
Yeah, but that's normal. That's normal wear and tear. You never get ahead of it or never get a budget in play if you don't have a plan. If you don't start to assess what you have out there, what potential could be done, and what future savings could we potentially have if we move to some of the recommendations in the report.
That's the purpose for establishing the capital project. This would be $1 or $2.5 million spent over the next 2 years, basically, if it advances and is approved. The brief project description is implement the recommendations of the Siemens energy audit, including replacement of aging ventilation systems,
cooling
towers, updating gas systems.
And what number capital plan is that, please?
What's the 2015 to 2020 capital?
Right, but what's the number that you're reading from?
It's not an established capital at this point, so it doesn't have a number assigned to it.
That's the problem.
I would like to suggest by that time that we take and at least consider starting a capital project regarding energy efficiency. Whether you start off with a small amount, the amount's not as important as the idea of diligent, where you can include additional funding down the road. You can look at alternative energy and have money set aside to use if you'd like to do, for example, studies of some sort if necessary.
So that's exactly what this would do.
Okay, and then actually put in place the equipment necessary. I know I know that they look at certain streetlights that are now run by solar energy. They're out all day. The energy comes from the sunlight at night. They pop on. Doesn't cost a nickel to run.
Maybe not.
We should be looking at, from my point of view, looking at our parking lot or all our
equipment facilities. Just last month or January, December, November, December, January, completed LED parking lot lighting at 7 facilities.
Fine. But I mean, and that's just an example of what should be included in the capital project, a plan.
So a lot of those items have been picked away at over the years.
We'll do this year, and then next year we don't do anything, and then the following year, well, maybe something comes along, we'll do this. I think we really got to start planning and moving forward with it. I also have a quick remark that I want to make regarding, and I said this before, I brought this up here before years ago. I'd really like to start thinking about getting cameras on the roof.
Yeah, we had to discuss last month.
Okay, I know automobiles, including my own, at one point was smashed into, and
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, somebody left, and that's all there was to it. And since there's no cameras, you're kind of at the mercy of your own insurance company. I don't know what happens.
So now the proposed capital phase 26 of the current capital program,
and that's not even an expensive.
When we proposed $1.25 million.
Well, then that's
security upgrade that.
And that's we don't
all facilities.
Well, how did they come up with that?
Yeah, that seems like a lot of.
That's an awful lot of money. That's supposed to pay from Safeco and whatnot.
More than just surveillance cameras.
Well, what exactly are we talking about?
The projects are not developed at all. It could be hardware, it could be...
Why don't they come up with $1.8 million? That's an amount. Did you pull that out of the earth?
sometimes. You pull it out of the air because you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Well, I think that's...
Well, we have more than...
I don't think we need to start with pulling $1.8 million out of the air. We've got to start looking at the products and coming up with some sort of an amount that is reasonable, because $1.8 million seems a lot.
Well, 1.25.
Or 1.25.
But spread out over a four-year period.
And if 1.25 is still a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and just to throw that number out there, it's not... To me, it's just not something I want to...
It's not just thrown out there. There's some thought put into it. It's
The value of the equipment, you haven't looked at any, you told me. You haven't hired a
security specialist to come and study every building. That would be part of the capital.
So Brian, $1.2 million, you gotta know what you're looking at to come up with that amount. You can't just come up with somebody and go, oh, I think, that sounds good.
I think what Brian's saying about a dozen different facilities, that's only $100,000 per. That's not much money. $1.25 does not begin to address all our security.
Somebody might have come up with a number, and Brian may not be privy in how they came up with it. It's something that you've talked about to me for years about the cameras, and I think that maybe you should put together a resolution and get it done. I mean, it's that simple.
Yes, I can do
that. Especially outside there. I mean, we got the security guard has to walk the ladies out across the parking lot. Obviously, there's definitely concerns.
I was talking to somebody, who's in the business, and they said to me, how much to do, just to put a camera on the roof, put in the monitors, and, on each floor, this and that, about $18,000. I mean, and they do it for a living.
Based on prevailing wage?
That adds $1 million.
It's a lot more than just cameras. Cameras is a good start, but there could be hard barriers, collars, or concrete planters, or entrances, parking lot access systems at family court, hardware, badge access. We can spend,
I guess the point is, what I'm trying to make is I'd like to see some sort of plan.
I'd like to assume that's why we have it.
No, but I would like to see it sometime in my lifetime.
Same here.
Okay, I won't name names, but I asked for a plan 8 years ago, and I still don't have it. So, and that's not you, but...
But it's not a plan. There is something else. Concepts.
It was a very simple concept, and I was like, you just go around to the different towns and do this, and okay, hey, not a problem. That's about 8 years ago.
You can talk this time. I'd like to get out of here tonight.
Just a question. Did you guys go through the capital project book like the last couple of months? As a group, was it looked at or discussed?
No,
or?
They just did it like we get the budget and stuff like that. No, it has not been.
Okay. I just wondered, maybe that's something we could just, do a quick review or, do it separately and come and talk about it. I don't know.
Well, before I ask for it, unless there's anything else, before I ask for the chairman, I just wanted to go over a couple of things that we decided what we're going to do here. Now, Ed, you said you would get to do me a favor and get back to her on the who's responsible for their Elmendorf bridge. Joe, if you can't make next month's meeting, it's fine, but if you could just send a ceiling list for Legislator Roberts, that's kind of some idea of where going to be doing.
You guys like to have me here, I'll come.
If you want to come, you're more than welcome. I mean, if there's no business for you, I don't want to see you later tonight. If you want to come, I'd love to have you, because, if there's any questions that come up, we can answer. I'd like to have you here. Well, Brian, you'll be here next month, right?
That's my plan, sure.
Okay. And
we have no objection to coming and answer questions.
And let's just say
you'd rather do that than have it.
Archie, you're going to get hanging up with Mike and I.
Mike and Bob on my understanding of resolution.
Yeah, and you guys don't worry. By the 6:45 that night, this thing will be passed, and it'll all go ahead. All right. I just want to. them to get her questions answered or find out where she comes in. Okay?
Yep.
So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Linda.
Second.
Second by Linda Hart. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All opposed? Darren, thank you so much for going over
thank
everything.
You. Thank you all.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. I want to be our
That's
why they're in the book. I mean, we'd like to also.
Explain to me why, because I don't understand that process. That it, 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 it,